Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. But walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe I am the song of
men, women, and children who sing for the hungry. Men, women, and children who sing.
About when we ask the question, will you still love me when you meet the real me? Oh, do you want to live again? Do you want to forgive again? Do you want to just show up? Because something inside of you is tapping you to show up. You don't need to ask permission. You don't need others' permission to be who you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Charles Holt, for just delivering that prayer, touching our souls. That's Charles Holt singing a song written by Ricky Byers Beckwith. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Ooh! It's a great day. It's a great day. I feel it. I sense it. I know it. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. Not just words. You know, when we transcend words. I mean, what word? Word itself is powerful. But words. Anybody can speak words. But word, your creative power. When you remember that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word is God, that's what you are, creative Word. So how are you using your creative energy, your creative power, your creative Word? Are you using your Word, your creative power to inspire yourself? Or are you using your creative Word to beat yourself up? You don't have to beat yourself up. You can simply lift yourself up. I am so, so grateful to be here. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Did I tell you how grateful I am? We started the show with Charles Holt singing Tap In. If you want to find out more about that man who's got such an awesome voice, as you can tell, you can go to his website, charlesholtproductions.com. Charles, H-O-L-T, productions.com. He was singing that song at, of course, Agape International Spiritual Center, the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. If you want to find out more about Agape, you can go to their website, agapelive.com. Agape, L-I-V-E. Agape, unconditional love is alive within you right now. Right this very moment. And not just a concept, not just an idea. When we really catch that we are unconditional love in action, I think I can wrap the show up after saying this. We don't need to ask anybody, will they still love us if they see the real us? That's the end of the show right there. Because you know that you are the love, and when you're loving yourself unconditionally, as a matter of fact, you don't even need to love yourself unconditionally. You just let the love unconditional to move through you. You are it. So it really doesn't matter if someone loves you back or not, because you're not expecting anything from them. But I also get that on this physical planet, that's why we're doing the show, we need reminders. Things happen to us on this path. We've been wounded. We've been hurt. Sometimes it's by people who love us, who say they love us. They care about us. We trust them. Sometimes it's our parents. Sometimes it's teachers, it's societies. You know, the teachers is doing what they know to do. But too many of us are running around in a place of authority as parents, as adults, and we are wounded. So what do? We inflict the same wound on the ones that we have power over. But it's all part of the game. People are not being mean. They're hurting. And now you're hurting. And now you're saying, please, will you still love me if I show my wound? Yes, yes, today we're going to, excuse me, go through all of that and just bring up some, actually, not just bringing up stuff. You already know what you're dealing with. Today, my intention for this show is that energetically, you are going to tap into that love that is you. We're not just talking about intellectual masturbation here. What do I mean when I say that? You know, you get excited for a minute in the head. Okay, that's from a man's perspective. But anyway, I digress. But you know, we just talk about concepts and ideas and, oh yes, I am one, I'm a spiritual being, I'm this. Oh yeah. But then when we leave the circle, when we leave the retreat, when we go away from the book club, when we're with ourselves, we may not feel that power, that joy that we felt when we're around like-minded folks. When we go back to work and other people are telling us about their spiritual beliefs, their what they're passionate about, their religious beliefs, their political beliefs, and we feel alone. We feel like the black sheep. We feel like we can't speak up. The funny thing is, when we're coming from our true self, why is it that we think we can't speak up? Because they are. Well, we're going to go through all of that today. As you can feel, I told you, I'm feeling it. I just don't even know where to start, where to begin, but I did already. So just keep flowing with the flow. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I am so grateful. And in that gratitude, I want to ask you to support us in increasing our listenership. It is exploding. We've got great guests coming up. We had Venus yesterday. Just so much happening on Life Conversations Radio Network. So we invite you to share the show. We just ask to send it just to 10 people. To your friends, to your family, your coworkers, people, you know, people who you want to get to know, just tweet the show. You can also on the page, you can click the like page, like button, so that it posts on Facebook. Thank God for Facebook. You can tweet it, you can send text, just whatever. You just go out there and scream, listen to liveconversationsradio.com now. Is it live? Don't worry about that. Just go now, because even if we're not live, there's archive. Ooh, I love how that rhymes. So, and tell them, don't go a day without Life Coach a day. No, really, in truth. Just as important, on this page that you're on, those of you who are listening online, there's a follow button. Make sure you click that follow button, because we're constantly getting new guests. So much is happening. By clicking the follow button, you will know when the show is on. You won't forget. You get a reminder. And you'll know when we change things around. Because sometimes we just change things last minute. Because that's how it is. You go with the flow. We go with the flow and go with the flow. I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is such a blessing to have you here. Thank you, all of you in the chat room. Healing you today. I accept and I'm healing you. I give it right back. It becomes this circle of giving and receiving. Now, Harley, I trust that you had a wonderful time doing your homework last night. Joyful Tamara Joy, welcome, welcome, welcome. Betty Pegues, my co-producer, she's in the back doing her thing. Thank you for being here, my dear. Thank you for all you do, even while you're growing through and going through this experience, you're still holding it down. We're sending you love, light, and rest in. I hope rest in is taking care of you. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, rest in is rest's brother. See, I told you I was divorced. I got divorced about 2 weeks ago. I was married to always working. Now I'm seeing this woman called Rest. Oh my God, she's the bomb. Man, she inspires me. She just makes me, I feel so creative. I feel the presence of God when I'm with her. So for the sisters who were saying, does Rest have a brother? Yes. And the good thing about Rest and Rest In, they are universal lovers. They don't care who you're with. They're just going to love you. And the great thing about them is Rest In has a really nice name for you sisters. His first name is Rest In and his last name is God. So when you put it together, what do you have? Rest in God. Oh! Ah, it's just nice to just be with Rest. She inspires me to come up with stuff like that. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Glowing Gooch, glow, glow. Welcome, welcome. On all others that are listening on the phone line, Atlanta numbers, DC numbers, numbers I don't know, numbers I probably need to play today for the lottery, 111 and all those good stuff. Thank you all for being here. quick announcement. We got quite a few things. Let's see, where do I want to go here first? Just go start. Okay, I was talking about some guests. If you haven't heard of Darryl Wiseman, you need to Google him. Google him. Infinite gratitude. No. Infinite love and gratitude. That's what it is. That's his phrase. He's going to be joining us October 4th. But we'll tell you more about that. Dr. Darryl Wiseman is going to be joining us. Great things are happening on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And yes, continue to be the change you want to see. And even if you have your day scheduled, just be the power that you are so that you could be here so you can listen to the show no matter what. Also, I want to tell you tomorrow, my dear friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, I always think you know my dear friend. Some of you do. We're hosting a teleconference tomorrow called the Business of Being teleconference. It's tomorrow, September 16th. And if you're not on our mailing list, if you haven't received anything about it, then you want to send us an email. We were keeping it private, but just in case. And even if you think you're on a mailing list, send an email to info@thebusinessofbeing.com. info@thebusinessofbeing.com. And put in the subject box, Oh, yeah. Okay. Put in the subject box, transform my business now. Transform my business now. That's tomorrow evening. We're in Atlanta, so we're talking evening time, teaching you, empowering you to do business with the universe so that your business become an extension of your spiritual truth, of your essence, of what makes you come alive. And also, I am so happy to announce this new baby, my new baby that I gave birth to. I've been working on her. I've been working with her. As a matter of fact, she's been working with me because she said, I want to come out. It's a teleconference. Actually, it's a three-part group coaching session starting next week, September 21st. It's called Living from the Inside Out. Living from the inside out. We're going to take some of, you know, the group coaching. It's about some of the things you hear today on the show. How do we embody that? How do we move from that idea? How do we move from a place of say, oh yeah, I really wish I can do that, but to really take it, that you take that and it becomes action. Translating the concepts, the ideas, the thoughts, and the wonderful quotes into action, where you become a living example of what you know. You're living from your authentic self. That's a three-part coaching session starting next Wednesday, September 25th. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. And click the group coaching tab. All the information is there. Register now. It's not going to be a lot of people because it's group coaching. I want to make sure that everybody gets the time that they need. It's typically going to be an hour. It may go a little bit over sometimes, but the idea is to come ready, prepared, so that you can embody what you know is true for you. Live from a place of authenticity. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I get so excited sometimes I say something else other than what needs to be said. And I'm so grateful that I have my wonderful co-producer say, wait a minute, it's not Daryl, it's Darren. I knew that. I was just trying to see Betty was listening. It's Darren, Dr. Darren Wiseman, not Daryl Wiseman. But he'll be here October 4th. That's a lot of things. Business of Being, the three-part coaching session, Living from Your Inside Out. But you got to also remember this, talking about guest, Dr. Darren Wiseman. October 4th, we're actually doing a special show. The show is actually going to start at 1 p.m. rather than 12 p.m. So whatever you need to do to jug that around right now, do it. And I'll tell you something, some of the guests that we're bringing nowadays, they have their own radio show, and people wait 6 months to get through to them. You see what happened yesterday? We had so many calls that we couldn't even get to yesterday with Venus. She has her own show. Betty will tell you she could not get to Venus. No. Was it Venus or, I don't know, Venus or Doris Virtue? Ooh, that's a nice segue. It took a year to get through Doris Virtue on Hay House. And guess what? Doris Virtue is going to be on Life Conversations Radio. Don't tell anybody I told you. Okay? Don't even tell Betty I told you that Doris Virtue is going to be here. But anyway, will you still love me when you meet the real me? 347-426-3346. That's the questions that some of us are asking, word for word. That kind of, we're asking that question and saying, will you still love me? Some of us are not necessarily asking that, but we not word for word, but through our actions. We hold ourselves back. In our minds, we think, well, if I do that, I don't think they will appreciate it. So I won't reveal my true self. We say, well, they're not ready for me. They're not quite there. We go through this mental gymnastics. That's another way of looking at it. Trying to express the truth of who we are. Because we know something is tapping inside of us. Something is tapping strong, saying, come on, live again. Be the truth. Be yourself. Reveal yourself. You know you want to show up. You know you want to be more. But you're surrounding and saying, don't you dare. Don't you ever dare to be your true self. Don't you ever dare to speak your truth. Because we were conditioned. We were conditioned not to do that. We were conditioned to please other people when we were growing up. We were conditioned to not say what we are feeling or thinking. We were conditioned and taught to say what would other people think is a good thing to say. Because we were domesticated. Like dogs and cats. They know that if you throw the ball, you just throw the ball, they'll run and chase it, and they'll bring it back to you. And then you give them a treat. You pat them on the back. You say, good dog, good girl. And they like how that feels. So we've done the same thing to us. So, you know, we grow up getting very confused. We get the message that it's not okay to express ourselves. It's not okay to say what we're thinking. I've shared this so many times on several radio shows where one of the stories that I was carrying along in my mind, in my consciousness, or, well, let me put it this way, what I remember my dad saying to me now, he may have said it once, but just the way the mind works. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I remember my dad saying to me, right now, I kind of get this feeling that he only said it once, but I've been telling the story that he said it many times. I asked him a question, he looked at me, and he had this sad expression, and he said, you don't think before you ask a question. Did you think before you ask? And for me, so I took that to mean, well, it must be wrong. So I grew up thinking, if I have a question, I have to thinking, overthinking. If when I ask, I don't want to hurt people's feelings, so I have to over explain. I just do all this mental gymnastic, and people say, well, I still don't get it. They don't get it because I'm over explaining, but if I just go straight to the point, they get it. We've been conditioned to not be ourselves. And speaking of stories and conditioning, this is not about blame, this is not about judgment. It is about looking at the mind, because when we ask somebody who loves us, someone we just met, someone who we care about, someone we're dying, literally dying to reveal the true self, when we ask them, will you still love me when you meet the real me? I want to know before I do it. You know, we're asking because the mind makes up stories. The question comes from a place where something happened many years ago, and then we create a story. We end up believing our story. We believe that we can't say what is true. We can't say what we feel. We can't say what is right. We can't say, even if it's wrong, we can't speak up for ourselves because other people won't like it. They're going to disapprove of us. And we need other people's approval. We want and need to be loved. So I have to be careful. We need to be really mindful of what we say to people because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. So something happened and we made up a story about it. And it's that something happened. What happened? And the story is never the same. So we keep the story alive. And the story keeps getting better and better. We tweak it. I mean, it becomes a bestseller. But if we have an opportunity to go back to what happened, we realize that the story we've been telling about what happened is actually completely different. It's like, really? That's what happened? Nah, that's not what happened. I know that's not what happened. But it's really all about giving ourselves permission to be who we are. Why are we asking people to give us permission? I know why. I'll talk about that. But I got questions for you. And I want to hear your answers. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. I welcome all of you. Patrice! Ah, it's so nice to see you. This is just a wonderful woman assisting new life to just step into the world. She's going against the giant. Patrice, if you don't know Patrice, you need to Google her. Patrice London. I was going to say Patrice Russian there for a minute. We're old school. Patrice, P-A-T-R, ICE, London. Google her. If you ever thinking of having a child or one, you just need somebody to bring your child into this world with love. She's the one. We've interviewed. She's been on the show several times, and she'll be back again. But questions that I have for you, I want you to just sit with this question. Just don't answer immediately. When I throw the questions to you, when I share the questions with you, just sit with it and just wait. See what comes up for you. So, the topic, the question of this show, the theme is, will you still love me when you meet the real me? So the question to you that I'm offering you is, the real you, who is that? What do you know about the real you? I mean, if you're walking down the street and you saw and the real you was coming towards you, would you recognize the real you? Don't answer now. Just sit with it. Because we're asking others, we're asking people who love us, will you still love me when you meet the real me? Now, before they answer, we tell them, don't answer that yet. Wait a minute. Let me check in with myself. The real me. Who is that? What do I know for sure about the real me? Now, the question, will you still love me when you meet the real me? That's a question that comes from a place of fear. There's a sense of apprehension about it. There's a place you kind of feel, you don't feel safe to reveal yourself. So I want to ask you, why are you afraid to reveal the real you? Why are you afraid to reveal the real you? Are you afraid of your real self? Now, if we try and answer this question intellectually, we say, I'm not afraid of my real self. I know who I am. Please, you're a human being. There's always something you're going through and growing through. Now, some of us have done the work when we're in a much better place. Some of us are beginning the process. Sometimes some of us have done the work and in a much better place. We find ourselves in a situation and we're thinking, oh my God, I still feel insecure around this. I can't believe it. Oh my God, wow, I can't. Wow, I'm supposed to be advanced. I'm supposed to be more. I'm spiritual. I'm grounded. I know who I am. Why am I feeling this? But moments like that, actually, it's a gift if we can just sit with it. Here's one question I want to ask you before I take a break. Do you trust your real self? Do you trust your real self? Do you trust that when you allow yourself to be free, without censorship, without censoring yourself, without editing yourself, that everything you want to say, you just say it and you don't care what people think? As a matter of fact, most of the things that we put on social networks, can you say that to people at work? Ooh. Do you trust your own self, the real self that you want other people to love? Now, I want to warn you, I hope you're not going down that line. Whatever answer you come up with, don't beat yourself up. It's the journey of life. It's the journey of life. And this show, for me, I'm so passionate about it because, for me, I am a transformational agent. I'm here to transform energy, and I want to support others doing the same thing. That's what my work is about. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, if I'm talking to a friend, I'm coaching, I'm doing a radio show. It's really supporting my clients, my friends, community, to know that, listen, we are all right where we are. Whichever way you put it. Do you trust your real self? Okay, one more before I take a break. Do you feel safe and secure in the presence of your real self? Can you be with yourself Nobody in the room, just you in a retreat, in a cabin, and just you and your thoughts. You and your fears and your doubts and your challenges, your emotional challenges, your physical challenges. Can you just be, do you feel safe and secure in yourself? Something to sit with. I get a sense that I'm activating a lot of heavy stuff here. So we're gonna loosen it up. Maybe just take a break now. Number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And you know what? If you are willing to really answer these questions honestly for yourself. Now, it's easy to say yes to those questions. It's so easy. But I tell you, I want to tell you something. The real answer comes up when you're going to bed. That few minutes before you go to sleep, where you're between half awake and half asleep, or half getting to sleep. That moment when you think of your day, something happens. How your real self shows up. If that real self is feeling happy, if that real self is feeling safe, if it feels regretful, overwhelmed, sad, incomplete. And here's the thing. I'm going to take a break, I promise. Just call now. 31, well, what's the number? I don't know what number is. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I know why I said 31. I was ahead of myself. Press 1 on your keypad. We've got some more to share with you, the things I want to read. I am holding the intention that after you listen to this show today, you are going to be a different person. You are going to be a different person. I promise you. This conversation is transcending your intellect right now. It's going beyond your intellect. It's activating your cells, your atoms. It's going straight to your heart, and you're remembering the truth of who you are, that you are a creative word, that you are one with God. Woo! Let's take a break. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. We need to take a break. Ooh, I'm feeling this. It's all good. TGIF, thank God I am free. Thank God I'm free. Life Conversations Radio, 347-426-3346, and press 1 on your keypad.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Work with me now, folks. Come on. Come on. Let's do this. We can do this now. Okay, well, this computer won't cooperate. Let's try this computer over here. Let me see if I can outwit my computers. Ah, there you go.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department.
Something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
something anyway. Don't act like nothing's wrong. It's your bad things who haunt you every day. I know you're so afraid to love. Follow your feelings. Follow the things that hold you back. That hold you back from living life. Follow.
Your fears, swallow all the things that is holding you back from living life. Here's a declaration. I'm coming to you, Betty. Here's a declaration. Right now, I can say to you, I don't care where you are in consciousness, you are not living your fullest potential. Not from a place of judgment, but I'm saying that there's so much more we can do. The truth is, we are the only one. The truth is, we are the only one holding ourselves back. Now, how do we change that? By being real. I want to read this, Betty. Just stay with me, please. I'm coming. I'm going to be there. Just stay with me. That didn't sound too right, what I just said. I'm not going to go back. I had a thought. I was trying to fake it, like, don't say anything. But I can't, because it's in my head. But let's move on. Swallow Your Fears, State of Man. Stateofmanmusic.com is their website. Oh, God. Okay. Boy, I love being me, you know. I would not want to be anybody else but this crazy man called Ademola Adefowoshe. I just love being me, a.k.a. Life Coach Ade, and anything else you want to call me. But here's a quote on Facebook that someone had on Facebook, and I reposted. It speaks to today's conversation. It speaks to today's conversation, and I think this is what causes the pain. Here it is. Being spiritual is not all meditation and great quotes. Being spiritual is not all meditation and great quotes. It's about the raw honesty. The stuff that rips you apart to admit to yourself. The birth and births you into a new way of being. The stuff that rips you apart to admit to yourself and births you into a new way of being. The easy stuff is the concept, the resonance, the ideas. The real spirituality is that which is physically experienced. Ask anyone who has climbed Everest or practiced Tantra. That's a quote. I don't know who wrote it, but I found it on my friend's, my real friend, not just a Facebook friend, Mona's site, Facebook wall. That's real spirituality is lived, is experienced, that thing that makes you cry, that makes you want to scream, that makes you say, I don't get it. I just have low self-esteem. I'm not getting it. I'm not there. That's real spirituality. How do you transform that energy that it serves you? When you say you're about love and goodness, but everything around you is against you or looks like it's against you, you can't seem to get people to see things the way you want to see. That's real spirituality. You know the truth. You know the concepts. We can read the books. We know it, but when something inside of you hurts so deep that you have no words to express it, that's spirituality. Betty Piggy is my co-producer. How are you doing, darling? How are you doing, Betty? You can unmute yourself now. Betty? Betty? Betty once? Betty twice? All right, now, let me see if I can talk to you in the chat room, because okay, I've unmuted you, Betty. Say something. Speak up. I'm still going to love you, even if I disagree with what you're going to say. Well, you're not muted, but I can't hear you. Okay, so we're going to try something else. Try something else. You know what you need to do, because I can't hear you. I can hear me. Okay, try something else. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Yeah, that's the number. Press 1 on your keypad. While Betty sorts out her technical stuff, I want to read something to you. See if you can relate to this. See if this is your story or not. Let me prepare myself. I need to drink some water. Hold on 1 second. I'm back. I had to mute my microphone. Let me make sure I'm muted, or else I'll be talking to myself. I'm good at doing that, but, you know, I just want to share my thoughts with you. Here we go. Here we go. This poem, or this letter, this expression, this request is called, please hear what I am not saying. Please hear what I am not saying. Don't be fooled by me. Don't be fooled by the face I wear. For I wear a mask, a thousand masks. Masks that I am afraid to take off. And none of them is me. Pretending is an art that's second nature with me. But don't be fooled. For God's sake, don't be fooled. I give you the impression that I am secure, that all is sunny and unruffled with me, within as well as without, that confidence is my name and coolness my game, that the water is calm and I am in command, and that I need no one. But don't believe me. My surface may seem smooth, but my surface is my mask. ever varying, ever concealing. Beneath lies no complacency. Beneath lies confusion and fear, aloneness. But I hide this. I don't want anyone to know it. I panic at the thought of my weakness exposed. That's why I'm frantically creating a mask. That's why I frantically create a mask to hide behind. A nonchalant, sophisticated facade to help me pretend, to shield me from the glance that knows. But such a glance is precisely my salvation, my only hope. And I know it. That is, if it's followed by acceptance, if it's followed by love. It is the only thing that can liberate me from myself, from my own self-built prison walls, from the barriers I have painstakingly erected. It's the only thing that will assure me of what I can't assure myself, that I'm really worth something. But I don't tell you this. I don't dare to. I am afraid to. I am afraid your glance will not be followed by acceptance, will not be followed by love. I am afraid you will think less of me, that you will laugh. You will laugh. Your laugh will kill me. I am afraid that deep down, I am nothing. And that you will see this and reject me. So I play my game, my desperate pretending game, with a facade of assurance without and a trembling child within. So begins the glittering but empty parade of masks, and my life becomes a front. I idly chatter to you in the suave tones of surface talk. I tell you everything that's really nothing, and nothing of what's everything, of what's crying within me. So when I'm going through my routine, do not be fooled by what I'm saying. Please listen carefully. Try to hear what I'm not saying, what I'd like to say. For survival, I need to say, but what I can't say. I don't like hiding. I don't like playing superficial, phony games. I want to stop playing them. I want to be genuine, spontaneous, and me. But you've got to help me. You've got to hold out your hand. And even when that's the last thing I seem to want, only you can wipe away from my eyes the blank stare of the breathing dead. Only you can call me into aliveness. Each time you're kind and gentle and encouraging, each time you try to understand because you really care, my heart begins to grow wings. Very small wings. Very feeble wings, but wings. With your power to touch me into feeling, you can breathe life into me. I want you to know that. I want you to know how important you are to me. How you can be a creator, an honest to God creator of the person that is me, if you choose to. You alone can break the wall behind which I tremble. You alone can remove my mask. You alone can release me from my shadow world of panic, from my lonely prison. If you choose to, please choose to. Do not pass me by. It will not be easy for you. A long conviction of worthlessness builds strong walls. The nearer you approach to me, the blinder I may strike back. It's irrational. But despite what the books say about man, often I am irrational. I fight against the very thing I cry out for. But I am told that love is stronger than strong walls. And in this lies my hope. Please try to beat down those walls with firm hands, but with gentle hands, for a child is very sensitive. Who am I, you may wonder? I am someone you know very well, for I am every man you meet. I am every woman you meet. That's a request, a letter, a poem, a download, whatever you want to call it, written by, expressed by Charles Finn. Just so gut-wrenching. Let me go to Betty. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Maybe you know somebody who wants to show up and they're afraid. Betty Pegues, let's try it again. Are you there, my dear friend?
I am here this time.
Woo! There is a God. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. So if anybody here cough or whatever, please excuse me. I'm nursing a cold over here in Utah. You know, first I want to say, I want to step back for a moment, about the post that someone wrote on Facebook, about spirituality and you're not that were quotes and what was it? Quotes and
all about
whatever
meditation.
The other one. Uh-huh. And meditation and things like that. And I don't want to, I'm assuming that person's not knocking those two things. Because quotes and meditations where a lot of people jumpstart them into their spirituality. That's why so many people say them and create them and they're out there. I think a lot of us will be a little far along the path had it not been for some quote that really transformed us once we read it.
But the quote,
anyway,
wait. Just for people who are just listening, Betty, it's not just you and I talking here. For those who are listening who may even think what you're saying, the quote is saying, I'm reading it verbatim, being spiritual is not all meditation and great quotes. Yes, meditation is part of it. Forgiveness is part of it. Great quotes brings us back. But the real work is when we push the apply button, when we go through, when, we gather here in Life Conversations Radio, we have this conversation, and people feel like, oh, this is great. But when we go back with our loved ones, our husbands, our wives, our work, and sometimes things just want to rip us apart, that's part of real spirituality. That's what the quote is saying.
Yeah, I know that. I feel that person got an issue, but we won't go into that. Anyway.
She drops a reason to go into it, but she would drop it and go off. But anyway, go right ahead.
I'm not going to go into it.
This is real spirituality, what's happening here. Go ahead.
But going back on to the poem, please hear what I'm not saying, because there's a lot of poetry out there. You can add poetry to that list of meditation and quotes if you want to. But it was that poem that made me come out and be who I was. I had never read anything so powerful because it spoke to everything that was inside of me. We all can be considered an onion with many layers. And reading that poem, and it just happened to pop past me one day. I don't even know where, can't remember where. All of a sudden, a whole lot of layers start peeling. And every time I share that with somebody or give it to somebody, the same thing happens. It's the type of poem that makes you want to say, that is me. I do wear a mask, and we continue to wear masks. Some we're trying to take off, some that's been transfixed so heavily on our faces that we don't even realize we have them. You know, and I want to say one of the most, I was giving a reading a week or so ago, and a lady sat down, and she said, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm a busy person, and I had already picked that up because a message that was supposed to be given to her was slow down and just enjoy some ordinary things in life. And she laughed, and she said, I can't do that. Me, slow down. And she was a busy, busy, busy person. And I asked, well, you know, when a person tells me they can't slow down, it means there's something they don't want to face, that slowing down will reveal itself to them. And she finally said, you know, if I slow down, I'm going to be afraid to see that I'm unhappy. And, you know, when you were going on this show, and I thought, you know, we do hide ourselves from a lot of people in the world, but we really hide ourselves mostly from ourselves. We come up with some really creative, unique ways to hide our true self from ourselves and reasoning. And one of them that I have noticed in this time and age is work. Work, work, work. Busyness, busyness, busyness. Because when you slow down, you think. And often your true self come up. So that was a comment I wanted to make, that, you know, one of the ways that we can recognize that we're hiding our true authentic self. How are we spending our time? Are we putting so much in our time that we don't want to slow down? And what are we afraid to see if we do slow down? What are we afraid to see if we sat for 20 minutes and just be? And some people are even afraid to sit for 10 minutes. But I'm finding that more and more when I talk to people, that people are staying busy not to be productive, not because it makes them special, it's because they don't want to slow down because they're afraid to face something within themselves. So that's the comment I wanted to say.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Betty Pegues. We're sending you love all the way up there, sideways there, wherever you are right now. Send you love, a lot of mojo. We send you a Venus mojo. Okay, here you go. Here, wee wee, bang, bing, bang. There's your mojo.
Wow, I like your clue, man. I'll tell you,
I've been initiated by Venus, so there's the mojo. Everybody received the mojo.
There's something. If you don't know what a mojo is, you guys got to listen to this yesterday's show.
Indeed.
Because she sent the mojo out to everybody, and she did say that the mojo will work if you listen to the archives.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what we're talking about.
Mojo.
That's right. Thank you, Betty.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's topic question is, will you still love me when you meet the real me? It's really about authenticity. You know, we all have to hold space for each other. Now, we have a responsibility to ourselves, but the people who say they love us, they have a responsibility to what they said or what they're saying. The quote, poem, not even a quote, what I just read, letter, it's like, as you listen, can you be that place for others when they're attacking you, when they're judging you? Because tell you something. This is something to, if you never thought of this before. When someone attacks you, when they're judging you, when they're being mean-spirited, deep down, they're in pain and they're asking for love. If you mess around and meet them at that same level and give back that energy, that negative energy, the antagonistic energy, they will feel at peace. And if you consider yourself to be the one who brings love and light and peace and understanding and compassion, if you match them at that level, you're going to feel worse than them because they used to come in from that place. But the best gift you can give them is the gift of listening. And maybe remember, wow, there was a time I was like that. I understand this person is hurting. It's not always easy. I'm going to go back to the quote that my co-producer said the person's got issues. But really, the quote is real. I tell you this. Here's the thing. One of the things that there's something that I know about myself. Sometimes I say to myself, good Lord, why do you share all your business? But that's just who I am. If I'm going to teach, inspire people that, listen, you are not your stories, and there are things that you're working through and growing through, then I need to be an example of that. So I'm always sharing my story, my business. But the truth is, those of us who are hosting radio shows, who are writing books, who are teaching, who are putting quotes on Facebook, you know, whatever, doing meditations, saying, oh, I'm the originator of Law of Attraction, oh, I have worked with 5,000 people, and I'm changing lives. We all have something we're dealing with. We all have something we're bringing light to. The problem becomes when you make what you're dealing with, going through, and growing through, when you make it, when you start judging that. If you're having a health challenge and then you judge who you are, maybe you got into a disagreement and you judge who you are because you're not supposed to do that, quote unquote. You're a spiritual person. That's when you miss the mark. That's when you commit a sin. You miss the mark. Betty was saying, you know, can you be with your own self? The quote about spirituality is not just all meditation. It is so easy. Sometimes I can be in meditation for 15 minutes, for an hour, and I don't want to come out. I'm having such a great time. And then a few minutes later, when I come back into my daily activity, I may get a call or look at the letter or look at the email, and I'm triggered. I'm mad. I was like, oh, they get on my nerves. So it's easy for me to blame the person, or I can say, oh, this is still part of it. In the name of transparency, Betty knows this about me. Let me talk about what even just happened when Betty and I had that, what could be considered a disagreement. And it's okay to have a disagreement, because for goodness sake, I would not want somebody who always agrees with me, and I'm sure Betty doesn't, and you guys don't want somebody that's always agreeing with you. Betty and I had this conversation. Let's tell you about what happens behind the scene here. In the name of transparency and spirituality, we talked. It was last week. It's like there are times Betty and I disagree on things. And for me, and I want to say something that's slightly different from what Betty's saying, or maybe completely different from what Betty's saying, but I held back. And I told Betty, I said, during the shows, I usually hold back because I'm thinking, I don't know what Betty's going to come back with. And it may trigger me. And we're doing a show. I don't want us to be like bickering on the phone while she's on the phone and talking, going back and forth while we're doing a show. And we laughed about it. And even as I was saying, I was realizing, yeah, the reason why, and that not just with Betty, there are times when I'm with people I love, people I'm meeting on the street, the grocery store, where I will hold back and not say what's true. Because I'm afraid of a disagreement. Or I don't want to trigger them. I don't want to hurt their feelings. So I just leave things alone. Now, am I being true to myself? Maybe not. Am I being true to myself? Maybe. But it really doesn't matter if I'm being true to myself or not. What is more important is if I judge that way of being. If I can say, okay, I see how I'm showing up. And I shared it with Betty because I saw how I was showing up. So what just happened today for me was one thing that I would run from. It's like, oh, no, Betty, we can't disagree. Why not? Because being spiritual is not just about meditation and great quotes. It is about the raw honesty. When the person you love, your husband, your girlfriend, your wife, your children, your coworkers, whoever it is, people you meet on the street, when you disagree, the raw honesty. Sometimes the stuff that makes you go, I don't know why I'm still going through this. I don't know why I keep repeating this experience. I prayed about it. I meditated. I had a vision board. But I'm still growing and going through this. This hurts too much. There must be something wrong with me. No. It is part of the process. There's another way to grow through it. Well, not even grow through it. There's another way to go through it. You can numb yourself through it. And we see people who do that. We see people who are afraid of the raw honesty, that they'll numb themselves with alcohol, with drugs, with sex, with internet, with the radio and news. There's so many ways we numb ourselves. We numb ourselves by judging other people. We numb ourselves by saying we're better than that person, because within me, within ourselves, it's too painful to be with myself and be still. So while we ask others, will you still love me when you meet the real me? Yes, we want to be in a space with others who are going to love us when we show up, when we reveal our doubts, our shame, our regrets, our judgment of ourselves, our weaknesses. When we reveal it to them, you know, it's part of the process to have people who can hold us and say, it's okay, I got you. We're going to get through this. Also, it is just as important that even if they don't love you, when you reveal your true self, that you can cry if you need to, that you can scream if you need to, that you can blame them if you need to, but you remember to come back to God. Come back to the beginning. Come back to the truth of who you are. And you can say, you know, this is really about me. I was looking for them to approve of me. I am looking to the outside world to embrace me. I am looking for the outside world to say, oh yeah, that was deep. That was a great conversation. You're intelligent. You're smart. You're beautiful. Oh, I love your shape. Oh, you've lost weight. Oh my God, man, you just got it going on, man. Wow, I want to be like you. I'm looking to others to give me what I should be giving to myself. Maybe it's time for me to get to know me. Maybe it's time for me to confess that sometimes I'm confused. Maybe it's time for me to say sometimes I'm afraid, sometimes I'm scared, sometimes I don't feel confident. Maybe it's okay to reveal, I have some secrets, I have some things I don't want people to know about me. Maybe that's really what's going on here. Now that I know that truth, now that I know that sometimes I'm afraid to even be with myself, to trust my real self, because I don't know what I'm going to come up with, I don't know what I'm going to say. Maybe I just need to love myself right where I'm at. And give myself permission, because no one else is going to give me permission. Okay, maybe some other people will love what I say, but others will criticize me for speaking my truth. They will say, why do you believe in that? Why are you religious? Why are you spiritual? Why are you following that political organization? Why are you this? Why are you that? Why do you think this? Here's a statement. People's judgment of you, people's criticism of you, is simply a reflection of their own consciousness. It's a reflection of their own consciousness. They are projecting their own inner world onto you. And if you haven't done your work, you think it's true. You believe it's true, you accept it as truth, because you've allowed yourself to accept you are not worthy, you're not good enough, there's something wrong with you. Hell, that's the word I want to use. Hell, there's something wrong with all of us. There's something right with all of us. Now what? It's about authenticity. And I'm going to segue into the sacred yes as we get ready to release the show. Betty's not going to leave it alone, are you, Betty? My co-host said, I heard the quote, but I disagree with the delivery. So let's go to... Betty and I are going to talk about this after the show. You guys want to join in? Call us. We're three-way you in on the conversation. And it's okay. So here we go, authenticity. In the sacred years, there's a chapter on authenticity. Hear this. If you've heard it before, hear it with new ears. Because this is what we're here to do. This is why we're here. Whatever your story, no matter how much you want to tell me, life coach, I say, listen, my stories, everything I'm telling you is true. All is well. All is well. But I'll let you know this. I'll ask you this. Who are you without your story? If you can't keep telling the same story over and over again, if today you can't tell the story again, you want to create a new story, who are you? Here we go from Sacred Yes on authenticity. You always fear that your authenticity will not be appreciated by those whom you love. And you're probably right. Authenticity is really appreciated by anyone other than the author. So, what will be your measuring stick? Your own internal valuation of yourself, or the price tag that others place on you? Why do you chop yourself up, and why do you place every creative thing that is given to you on an auction block for bidding? Are you so consumed with your materialistic point of view that nothing is of worth unless it has an exchange value placed on it by someone else? Must the price of everything be determined by how much someone else is willing to give for it? Let me stop there for a minute. Let me read it again. Must the price of everything be determined by how much someone else is willing to give for it? Your gift, your talent, what you have to share. Your purpose, what you're asking for, your creativity. Must it be determined by how much you can make from it, how much somebody will pay for it? That's a side note. Let's continue. What are you willing to give for what you have? How much are you willing to invest in yourself and in your own ideas and creative expression? So when you're asking others, will you still love me when you meet the real me? Here's a question for you. What are you willing to give for what you have? How much are you willing to invest in yourself and in your own ideas and creative expression? Just how much? That's something that I pulled from the Sacred Yes by Reverend Deborah Johnson. Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite. I promise you, get that book. It would shift your consciousness. It will change how you see yourself. It will give you a new understanding of who and what God is. You will see yourself differently. You know, so the stories that we have, the things that happen to us, and I don't take it lightly, no matter how traumatic it was. All the things that happened to you, I'll stay there. I'll not even say for you. That happened to you as a child. You were abused. You were raped. Your parents weren't there. Whatever. You just, whatever. Just list the story. You were here to triumph in spite of that. You were here to triumph in spite of that. And you will because of that same reason. The fact that you went through what you went through is why you're going to succeed. But here's the catch. You've got to choose to take a step. So no matter what you're feeling, no matter what you're going through, growing through, the easiest way, the best way to heal the challenge, to change the story, is to take the step. Do the meditation. Forgive. Be real. Be honest with yourself. Write. Draw. Create. Remember that you are the creative word. And within you, you are, there's something within you that is so powerful. But understand this, you're not alone. You are not alone. As a matter of fact, maybe some of what you're dealing with today is simply leftovers. Leftover, I'm typing and talking. Or typing and typing. I'm talking and typing. That's what I'm doing. Maybe what you're dealing with right now is a leftover from your ancestors, from your parents, from your grandparents. What do I mean by that? As we're always reminded, the word individual means you're undivided from the whole. Individual, you're undivided from the whole. So part of what we're feeling sometimes is just part of the energy that's passed down through the life that is moving through you. So rather than judge how you show up in life, what you're doing or not, you may have a great vision about yourself, but somehow you find that where you are and where you want to be, there seems to be a big gap. Don't judge yourself. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. Be compassionate with yourself. And when you learn to be compassionate with your own insecurities, when you learn to be compassionate with the stories that you've told over and over, and everybody said, yes, I heard that story before, you've told it. When you learn to be compassionate, that's when the transformation takes place. That's when the transformation takes place. And then it will not matter if others are willing to love you or if they're going to love you. The only thing that will matter to you is that you show up. Because you came here to show up. And you will not rest. You will not be at peace until you show up. How do I know? How do I know? If you are feeling pain, if you're feeling the contraction inside of you, if you're feeling like, oh, there's so much more, if you're afraid to speak up, if you're dealing with confidence, if you're feeling like I can't speak up, they won't like it, when you have any judgment about yourself, it is simply your true self, the real you saying, nah, this is not who we are. No, you got to show up. And until you show up, you won't be free. I tell you something as I get ready to release the show. I don't know. Some of the things, I'll go by some of the what I hear back from listeners. And there was a time I would not dare do what I'm doing right now. And here's a secret that I just want to share this between you and I. There are sometimes I still go through it and say, Addie, what are you? There's nothing new that you're saying. There was a time I would not. I mean, when the idea of having a radio show first came up, I was like, oh no. There were times I was doing radio shows many years ago that I'm saying, what are you doing? You're not doing anything new. People don't want to hear what you're saying. It's blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. You're just making stuff up. I had so much judgment about what was coming through me that I had no control over. Control in the sense that I just felt it so strong. Sometimes some things come out my mouth. I don't even know how. I don't know where they're coming from. But when I feel it, when I hear it, it's like it's truth. We are all connected. So there are times, it's been a while. But there were times when I still listen to my show. I'm like, oh, you know, there's so many people doing radio shows. Why are you doing radio shows? There's so many coaches out there. There's so many people facilitating workshops. What's the point? But you know, your purpose on this planet is to deliver love. The most important thing is to learn your unique way of delivering that love. When I got clear about that, I recognized that I'm here to bring peace, joy, laughter, and transformation. So I stopped beating myself up for being silly or cracking jokes sometimes. In the past, I compared myself to others. No, when they're teaching, they're focused, they're serious. You laugh too much. You make too much jokes. People don't want to hear that. But now I'm like, what I bring is laughter, joy, peace, and just let us just live a little so I can be free. So when I make a mistake, I'm like, oh, big deal. Mistake, I take it again. Getting ready to release the show. Let me read what Tamara's saying here. She said, I haven't read this before, so I'm reading it as I'm reading it. I think it's easy to hear great spiritual principles and then not remember we're in human form. Oh, and then not remember we're in human form and have strong emotions and insecurities too. And then beat ourselves up for not being enlightened. Exactly. It is easy. It is easy, but it gets easier when we experience the strong emotions and the insecurities and recognize that we're enlightened in that moment. The minute you remember that, wow, I got strong emotions and aversions. I want to just slap somebody. Oh, my God, I got insecurities. That's enlightenment. You're like, oh, my God. And when you can be with your own insecurities without judgment, you can be with others in their own insecurities. Until you learn to be secure about your own insecurities, you will never create a sacred space for others to be with their own insecurities. I don't know if I said that too fast, but I can't repeat it. I think I can. Until you learn to be secure in your own insecurities, you will never be able to create a sacred space for others to be in their own insecurities. And when you recognize your own insecurity, that's when you're enlightened. Because you're like, oh, I know why I said that. I know why I was afraid. Oh, I know why I didn't show up fully. It's my insecurities. Enlightenment. Don't be fooled by the word enlightenment. Enlightenment means enlighten. You mean to bring in the light. And more importantly, when you're enlightened, you light up. So, life coach Ada, you stumble on your words sometimes. Big deal. So you're trying to have a kind of relationship and you're working and it's not working out. Big deal. So you divorce. So you have health challenge. So you just can't seem to be at peace. Big deal. Lighten up. Lighten up. Lighten up. Lighten up. I'm a light up. I'm stepping out. I'm stepping on. And I'm taking you with me. Ooh. What can I say? I am grateful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for you sharing this moment with me. Listen to this show again. Share it with your friends, your lovers, loved ones. More importantly, be the change you want to see. And I have all the tools, my tools, to support you. Join me for my teleconference, which is a 3-part group coaching, Living from the Inside Out. Find out some more information by you can find out information by going to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and click the group coaching tab. We start next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we can embody this truth. So we can see the insecurities and the securities as one. We can see the judgment and the affirmation as one. God is love. God is unconditional love. So it doesn't matter how you're showing up. God in you as you is going to love you anyway. So get over it. Stop judging yourself. God ain't judging you. Be still and know that you are God. And I am out. Peace and blessings. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. See you on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No, see you for Business of Being tomorrow. And then see you on Monday. All right, I'm gone. No more to say. Actually, I have a lot to say, but I won't. Peace out.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Told you I have a lot to say. I'm going to play this Ricky Byers Beckwith. Trust Love. Ricky Byers Beckwith. You can go to her website, weletitbe.com. We let it be. Trust Love. You are love. Trust yourself. Trust the process. Trust it. Trust it. Trust it. Trust yourself. You are the giver and deliverer of love. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Love renews, yes, love renews. Love is a healer.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.